We're all different when it comes to sex, so I rarely find a product that makes me think every home should have one. However, I want to shout about splashblanket.com. They make cozy and crucially fluid-proof sheets, blankets, robes, and loads more for sex and anything else that might get messy. Use the code GOTN10, GOTN10, for 10% off at splashblanket.com. Every single purchase will help support this website.
This is Devoured, written by Scorpio Appetites, read by Luke. Please note that this is a horror-themed erotica for Halloween. As such, it contains blood and violence, as well as brief and abstract mentions of suicidal ideation. The cash machine was a monument to the departed amid a battleground of empty bottles and polystyrene boxes. Gemma groaned as she stood in a kebab and managed to get her card in on the fifth or sixth try. She punched in her PIN through muscle memory alone. The lurid display informed her that she had £3.47 left in her account. Not even enough for a burger, let alone a taxi. She sat down on the curb and started dialing Rob's number without thinking. Where's Jazz? She's the one who's meant to stop me doing this, she thought. Rob? Rob, hi. Yeah, I know what time it is. Yeah, look, can you like... She trailed off, memory flooding back through the haze of rum and coke. Rob was with someone else now. Nothing. Sorry, night. Sorry. She hung up and stared at her phone for a moment. Her eyes prickled red, and she slumped her head onto her silver, glittery knees. She just wanted to go home and masturbate. Was that too much to ask? Are you okay? There was a gentle hand on her back, and she looked up into the face of the most beautiful woman she had ever seen. A pale face, slightly downturned nose, and intelligent blue eyes filled with kindness, framed by waves of copper hair. The accent was something Gemma couldn't place.
You're pretty, said Gemma, because what else was there to say? My boyfriend left me. I got fired. I can't pay my rent.
Thank you, said the woman. So are you. No, I'm not. The woman put a finger under Gemma's chin and lifted her head. Her fingernails were unpainted but hard and shiny. Shh, she whispered before leaning in and kissing Gemma on the mouth. Her scent was candles of dark wax burning in rooms lit by low red lamps. Gemma leaned into the kiss, and the woman's nails ran lightly down her neck with the precision of a skinner's knife. When she pulled away, the woman's cheeks were flushed. I'm Lena, she said, breathlessly, and this is Marco. Marco was a tall, older man whose grey eyes matched the streaks in his beard. He put a hand on Lena's shoulder. His shirt sleeves were rolled up, and his tanned forearms were tattooed right down to the fingernails, which were just as pointed as his partner's.
You always had a knack for finding lost kittens, Lena, he said. What's your name, stray thing?
Gemma.
Would you like to make this a night to remember, Gemma?
Lena and Marco's hotel room was bigger than Gemma's whole flat. She stood by the wide window, her tired reflection recreating the cover of the Great Gatsby, while cars snaked past far below. She didn't remember taking off her shoes, but she was barefoot. She didn't remember being given a drink, but she was holding a crystal glass filled with something that smelled like raspberries and tasted like almonds. Hearing a sound, she padded towards a door that stood ajar, with amber-red light bleeding out across the tiled floor. She pushed it open to see Marco's hand come down on Lena's ass again, eliciting another shuddering gasp. She was kneeling on all fours on the bed, dress hiked around her waist. Marco was shirtless, and his muscles bunched under the skin as he hit her once more. Lena's perfect buttocks were already a mass of redness. Gemma felt her cunt slicken, and her heart threw itself against the walls of her chest like a caged animal. She thought about the time Rob found her search history,
all welts and bruises, and needled her about her freakiness for months. The shame had slithered into her brain like a slug, and lived there now, wrapped around the desires she was too afraid to even think. "Hello, stray thing," said Marco. "Come play." Lena looked back over her shoulder, cheeks flushed. "Smell her heart, my love. Is that fear or desire?" "Let's find out." He approached Gemma and stroked her face. "Would you like me to hurt you?" he whispered. Gemma chewed her lip. "Yes, please." But she couldn't say it. He gripped her chin and buried his grey eyes in hers. "I asked you a question." She swallowed. No. Marco smiled as Gemma clawed on the inside of her own brain in frustration at her cowardice. "Pleasure it is, then. On the bed." Gemma got onto the bed. Lena coiled around her like a pale snake, gently lifting her silvery sequin dress over her head. Soft lips brushed the line of her shoulder. "Lie back," said Marco, and Gemma obeyed. He ran his hands down her body. When he reached her breasts, his sharp nails caressed her nipples, and she prayed he would dig them in, but he didn't. He removed her underwear and parted her legs. His tongue flickered along the inside of her thighs, and when it got to her wet cunt, she was ashamed at the sound of it. He ate her like a last meal, his hunger for her rippling out from her vulva. She clutched at the sheets in desperation. Lena leaned down and kissed her with soft, sweet lips, fingers resting lightly on her belly. "You taste so good," murmured Marco, and his fingers beckoned inside her, coaxing out the desires that lurked in her dark places. It had been a long time since a man had brought her this close. She couldn't, though. Not like this. She ached for the pain she couldn't bring herself to beg for, the pain that she knew would bring her orgasm out of hiding. "Fuck me," she gasped. "Please." He unbuckled his belt. His cock was magnificent, a conqueror's weapon. He indicated that she should turn around and present her ass to him. Lena lay on the bed and spread her legs, and at first Gemma didn't realize what was being asked of her. Then Lena's sharp nails threaded into her hair and pushed her down, and Gemma's tongue was wet with sourdough sweetness. Marco put the head of his dick against her, then grabbed her thighs and thrust himself inside. She wasn't prepared for how completely he filled her. His cock lanced through her, so powerful she felt herself come nearly apart at the seams. He drove himself deeper, tearing through every wall she had ever put up. Except one. "Hurt me," she longed to cry out. "Bruise me. Make me cry." But she couldn't. Again and again, Marco buried his cock in her cunt. She was so, so close, fast approaching a wall she knew that she could never breach. She moaned. "I can do this," she thought. "I can say it. Hurt me. Please. Please, Marco, hurt me." Suddenly, he stopped. Gemma gasped in frustration as he dragged himself out of her. "Please," she moaned. "Don't stop." Desire pulsed through her empty cunt. "I'm sorry," said Marco from behind her, voice low and hoarse. "You have to go." Gemma looked up from Lena's pussy and gasped in shock. Lena was gone, and in her place was something else. Superficially, she was the same. Auburn hair, blue eyes, full lips. But she was now utterly without humanity. Her face was too long, her nose too sharp, her eyes too deep, her skin too pale. When she smiled, her mouth split wide like a fish that hunts soft prey in deep places. When she moved, Gemma felt the cold air of the ancient snowy forests where her ancestors drew salt circles around their fires. "What are you?" Gemma asked, trembling. "Just leave," said Marco, his voice a sibilant hiss through needle teeth. I thought we could hold it, but I was wrong. Hold what? Her pulse pounded through her veins, and she knew they could hear it. We haven't fed in many days. If we carried on, we wouldn't be able to fight the hunger any longer.
Gemma gulped. And you'd. His eyes glittered with dark appetite. Please go. Gemma backed away towards the door, but she hesitated, and in a rush everything came back to her. Rob, work, money. For a few brief moments she'd been able to forget, but as soon as she stepped out of that door it would all be real again. She burned to feel something other than the crushing weight of normality, the uncontrollable tide that threatened to carry her away if she ever stopped swimming for a single moment. She didn't know what would happen if she stayed, but she sure as shit knew what would happen if she went. Maybe not tonight, maybe not tomorrow, but one day she would succumb. Lena breathed in deeply. There's that scent again, my love.
I want you to hurt me, Gemma whispered.
Marco cocked his head like a raptor.
What was that?
Hurt me. It was out from between her teeth now. And growing.
Please.
Are you sure that's what you want?
He reached out to Gemma, and his nails were talons.
It would hurt so much, stray thing. But perhaps it could be everything you've ever wanted.
She took his hand. He led her forward and laid her on the bed once more. His touch was soft. Lena ran her claws through Gemma's hair and threaded their fingers together.
You're beautiful, she whispered tenderly in her ear, and there was sadness in it.
Marco was still hard, but in this form his cock was a wicked thing, dripping with cruelty. When he placed it against her aching hole, she shuddered, but spread her legs wider in welcome. His hand took her across the face so hard she gasped. The next one, in the other direction, made her jaw crunch. Immediately, she knew two things. First, that she was doomed. And second, that she would come. The third blow was cock to cunt, a thrust so hard she thought she might pass out from it. He fucked her savagely. As monstrous as the new face he wore. Gemma squeezed Lena's hand and arched her back with the intensity of it, and her breasts were met with a strike that knocked the pleasure out of her. For a moment, she was a vessel of pain, before the pleasure flooded back in, crashing against the walls of her being. Marco hit her again, and again, and her stomach turned at the wet steak sound her flesh made. She sounded like a thing. She sobbed, partly at the pain, and partly because it was beautiful to feel her own frailty so intimately. For the first time ever, she knew herself. Every wall came down as Marco tore through them blow by blow.
Is this an orgasm?
She wondered as her insides shredded and turned to light, and then he thrust again, and she didn't wonder any more. Her cunt clenched desperately at his cock, and she felt him spasm inside her. He kissed her neck, and the pleasure that flooded her body was so intense that she didn't notice when the kiss turned into a bite. Lena was at her throat, too, kissing and kissing, and then not kissing. The warm wetness in Gemma's cunt seemed to suffuse her whole body, and when she looked down, she saw that she was swimming in red. When she lifted her hand to touch Marco's face, it left a crimson smear. He licked her fingers. Her thoughts were distant, removed. She wasn't afraid. For the first time in her life, she was satisfied. The man stood at the bar, nursing a pint of Stella and eyeing a hen party that were getting drunker by the minute. He told himself he'd work up the courage to go over there as soon as he finished his beer. Wasted girls were all he had the energy for tonight. A woman melted out of the crowd to stand next to him. She looked familiar. Hello, you. He blinked.
Gemma? I didn't recognize you. Fuck, it's been months. How have you been?
He squinted.
Change your hair or something? She smiled, thin-lipped, no teeth. Something like that. She ran her hard, sharp nails down his arm. Would you like to make this a night to remember, Rob? If you liked this, you can find more of Scorpio Appetite's amazing work at scorpioappetites.wordpress.com, more of me at Beardy Noise on Twitter, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.